With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A new inflation report is out this morning. Consumer prices edged higher 0.3% in December, fueled by the cost of food and housing. The presidential primary season kicks off in Iowa in 4 days, and there are some new campaign developments. First, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is bowing out of the race.
I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be president of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition.
Christie was overheard saying that Nikki Haley doesn't have a chance against front runner Donald Trump. The former president responded to that during a Fox News town hall.
He had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right.
Town hall took place at the same time as the Ron DeSantis-Nikki Haley debate in Des Moines. Also at SRNnews.com, a Democratic congressman is calling for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to resign after keeping his cancer diagnosis and surgery from the White House. Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania sits on the House Armed Services Committee. He writes on social media that he has lost trust in Austin's leadership due to the lack of transparency. There's plenty of winter weather going around this week. The Northeast is cleaning up after drenching rains, flooding, and fierce winds. This New Jersey apartment building owner says the government does nothing about repeated flooding.
I've owned this building for 40 years. I've been trying to get the county, the state, anyone to come and dredge the river, do something to alleviate this problem, and nothing gets done. I'm told it's hopeless.
Blizzards have hit the Midwest and Northwest this week. This is SRN News. A Christian baker from Colorado who won a lawsuit over his refusal to make a gay wedding cake is now being sued by a transgender person. Teresa Sidebotham of Telios Law says there's a lot at stake in Jack Phillips' case.
Both free speech and free exercise of religion. This is the whole principle of whether, first any artist, but any person should be compelled to engage in expression that they don't agree with.
Right now, the case is percolating through the state circuits.
He lost at the Colorado Court of Appeals and has filed a petition for certiorari with the Colorado Supreme Court.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian web designer who didn't want to work on a same-sex wedding. Telios Law says the decision should have a bearing on Phillips' case. This is SRN News. The Securities and Exchange Commission has reluctantly approved trading of the first exchange-traded funds that hold Bitcoin.
The agency says it's still deeply skeptical about cryptocurrencies and did not approve or endorse Bitcoin in its decision. An exchange-traded fund is an easy way to invest in assets or a group of assets like gold, junk bonds, or bitcoins without having to buy the actual assets themselves. Cryptocurrency advocates hope the development thrusts the once obscure corner of the internet even further into the financial mainstream.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Ukrainian President Zelensky has ruled out a ceasefire in his country's war with Russia. He said today the Kremlin's forces would use the pause to rearm and regroup before overwhelming Kiev's troops. Limited ceasefires have occasionally been attempted in Ukraine. More details at SRNnews.com.